Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, a website designer and business coach for entrepreneurs and your host for the Breakthrough Brand Podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want a deep dive into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a successful business and stand out in a crowd, you're in the right place. After creating a multiple six-figure-a-year website design business in my 20s, I'm ready to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like French chatting business over coffee and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, branding, website design, mindset, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. Hello, friends. Okay, we got a fun, casual episode today. And first, I want to tell you, I officially have a name for my new podcast course. If you didn't know, I'm launching a course on podcasting next week, actually on October 23rd. And today we're talking naming courses. And if you're listening to this in the future, then the course may already be out and available, and I'll put that link in the show notes for you. But y'all, naming courses is extremely challenging. We're going to be talking about those challenges today as I show you a little bit of my behind the scenes process. And many of you listening actually walked with me through the naming process in one way or another as I brainstormed names, threw an ideas your way to see what people like and don't like. I nearly drove my husband crazy actually with the naming difficulties that this course naming situation presented for me, which I'll tell you why in a minute. But it's a lot of trial and error. And basically for over a month and a half for me, the idea of must name my course was in the back of my brain every day, just kind of like taking up some mental space. So it feels so good, y'all. And I officially named it yesterday as I'm recording this, literally like 24 hours ago from when I'm recording it. So it's like, I feel like such a sigh of relief of having made the decision, because being stuck in indecision is like one of the worst feelings, I think, especially for so long. But anyway, this is something I've been working on for basically a month and a half. So today, though, on this episode, I want to casually talk to you about my process for naming this course. And I have some, in sharing that process, some tips to help you name your own thing, okay? Whether it's a course name, a digital product shop name, a podcast name, even your business name, although I do think that's different than naming like products. But whatever it is, I think I have some tips that will help you, because this is literally so fresh for me. This is something I've been like living for the past month and a half. And I'm also going to share with you what the name of this course is and why I named it what I did. So let's get into it. Okay, so I probably came up with 20 plus legit name ideas in this process where I was like, I could legitimately name the course this. And then probably like six or seven name in that name of 20, probably six or seven where it was like, I literally considered this name enough that I had made a logo for it. And I am a designer by trade. So that was like, you know, not a huge feat for me to do, but it's like, I really was considering so many names in this process, which was a bit different when I've named other things. So that's another like kind of weird thing that made this a bit harder for me. Some names though were taken already. And then others I didn't love, or I got negative feedback on as I pitched it to friends and fellow business owners. And when you do that, I'm going to talk about that, but you really want to focus on people who would be ideal customers for the course, or who also serve your ideal customer for that product. But anyway, so I personally believe, though, and through my own experience, that naming digital products and naming podcasts are the two hardest things to name in your business. And I think it's harder than naming your business itself. And some of you in the trenches of naming your business, as you're listening to this episode, might be thinking, I don't know, Elizabeth, maybe my business was really, really hard. And I get that because that was also hard for me. But here's why I think naming digital products and podcasts are especially tough. First of all, it's extremely likely that the name you come up with will already be in use, whether it's in your industry or not, whether it's trademarked or not. It's especially true for podcasts because there are so many podcasts out there. And I know I'm talking about naming a course on podcasts in this episode, but I also think back of when I named the Breakthrough Brand Podcast. It's like so much was already taken. You're also trying to work other words into the name while still keeping it short. So with a course, you might feel like, okay, I want the word course at the end. Or with a podcast, you may want the word show or podcast at the end. So the fact that you're having to work more things into it presents other difficulties. And with courses specifically, you cannot just name it your own name like you might for your business. Like my business name is Elizabeth McCravey, same as my own name. But with a course, you know, a lot of people do that for their podcast as well. They might do, you know, the Elizabeth McCravey Show or something like that. But with a course, you're not going to just name it your own name. So anyway, I experienced this as a very hard feat, and I found naming this course to be tougher than it was for me to name Booked Out Designer, because honestly, there are more courses on podcasting than there are on building a design business. So it's harder to come up with unique name ideas. And then in addition to that, with naming a course on podcasting, you're also weirdly competing with names of actual podcasts because you're using a lot of the same words. And so when you think about from like trademarking and user confusion standpoint, you have to look at that a bit more, which is obviously not something I experienced with Booked Out Designer. Additionally, I was in a tough place because I needed the word podcast to like be in it without it sounding like the name of a podcast, which again is kind of difficult. So basically, podcasts need to be in the name or a variation of the word podcast, but not in a way that would make you think this was the name of a podcast itself. So anyway, those are some reasons I saw it difficult. I want to tell you the name now, and then I'm going to walk you through my process for naming this particular course. So that's really fun. Okay, so here we go. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, the name of this new course is Podcast Success Blueprint. And I am super thrilled about this name. And here's, again, I want to tell you why I'm thrilled about it. And then we'll get into like why naming it was hard. But Podcast Success Blueprint is the name of the course. And again, naming this course felt hard for reasons I'll get into, but also because it's not just a how to get your podcast started course, which is what a lot of, as I've done research on podcast courses, is what a lot of them are doing. I'm really giving you a toolkit though that's going beyond what you can Google and that's showing you all the things you can do with your podcast so you can be confident with strong organization and with a lot of strategies. So taking you from how to like publish it all, which is the beginner stuff, to how to monetize your show, how to maximize your marketing efforts for it, how to make real money and real impact from your show. And also diving deep into solo episode strategies and also interview strategies and really like dividing those out, which again is something I have not seen in other courses. So it took me a while to land on it. And I actually honestly went almost with a few other course names before ultimately picking this one, which I don't want you to hear me say that and think like, oh, Elizabeth must not really love this name. That's not it. I just was really truly in that like decision fatigue, honestly. And so I named this yesterday morning when I was actually up against a deadline of like recording videos for the course where I was going to say the course name. Total transparency, that's where I was. And I was between this one and one other name. And the other name felt like the words used together was just really oversaturated. And I liked it a lot, but it was like, this is so oversaturated, so overused. I don't want to do it. So that's why I ultimately ended up, you know, not doing that. So some of the other names, ideas I was really drawn to related specifically to making money from your show, like as the name of the course. And I love that concept because that is one of my huge goals with this course. But I also felt like those names were not showcasing everything that this course is about. And then there's just like some overusing of certain words. I'm not going to get into all that right now, but like that was another problem I was running into. But anyway, I really do love this name. And y'all, I just felt so good to like land on a name. I designed the logo for it yesterday. And this morning, even I was like updating all the graphics and things for inside the course in Kajabi that people are going to get next week. So it's just really fun. You'll sometimes hear me call it PSB for short, but I'll mainly refer to it as Podcast Success Blueprint. And I really do see my goal with the course is like all things creating a successful podcast. And I love the word successful. That's always been a business word that's really resonated with me, because I love to think about, like, what does success mean to you and creating success on your own terms. So that is something even that within the course we'll kind of talk about, of like, what does a successful podcast mean to you? And like, here are some things I think it means to me and some vanity metric things that I don't think it actually means. So anyway, let's talk naming process though. My process for naming Podcast Success Blueprint. And I also have some major advice on naming things for you, because again, I've been in the trenches on this the last month. So here is my process when I really think about, like, okay, from the moment I knew, hey, Elizabeth, I'm making a course on podcasting, to actually naming it, here are things I did. So I looked for, let me say something before I even, I have some notes on this, but I'm also just kind of talking to you guys. You can start working on marketing your course and start making the course. And it's same is true for This Was a Podcast, before you have the name. So like, as I'm recording this right now, I am exactly 6 days from this course launching, and I just came up with the name 7 days before it launches. Okay. And I have been marketing it. I actually have created an entire module. I have made the Facebook group community. I've set up some of the emails. I've written the entire sales page and all the emails for the launch. Like, all of those things have happened without it being named yet. So like, don't let this be the first step that takes you 2 months and then you start on all the other stuff. So that's just a little disclaimer I want to add at the beginning. You can start on the stuff for it beforehand, and you might actually find yourself able to name it easier because you're like in the trenches working on it. And then therefore, like, names come to you like, oh yeah, like, I'm focusing on this. Or like, when I look at what the outline of the course is, this is a thing that makes a lot of sense. Those kind of things will come up for you and help you name it easier. So do not wait on the name. And I've been marketing this to people for quite a while without having the name yet. So just know that it doesn't have to be something that hangs you up. Also, real quick, I want to note that if you're literally trying to name something right now, go, once you're done with this episode, go back, you're going to scroll back a little bit, but all the way to episode 50 of this podcast. I have an episode called 8 Mistakes to Avoid When Naming Your Business, Course, or Program. And that's like really just a strong episode with like literally walking you through 8 things to like make sure your name is not having as a problem within it. So that's another just good resource for you after this one. Okay, now let me keep going with the process though. So again, first step was like, I knew I had to name it and I started working on the course. I did not wait for the name, but I was thinking about, okay, what can I name this? So the first step though, I look for beginning, middle, and end words that can relate to the course name. So in this case, I knew a form of the word podcast would need to be used in the name. And so I thought about, okay, like, what could those forms be? It could be the term podcaster, it could be podcasting, or it could be podcast. Those were like kind of the 3 options I saw as like the form of the word podcast could be in it. The word podcast itself alone was a bit more dangerous, because that's when you run into it more likely sounding like it's the name of a podcast itself. So anyway, knowing I had to hit that into the name from the start was really helpful. And also for me, I saw those 3 words. I was like, I really like all variations of them. Like, I think all those are great. Those are basically the 3 I considered. Okay, next I wanted a descriptor word to go with it. So I was exploring words that lit me up and felt like they could resonate with the goal of the course. And I really did just look for words everywhere, y'all. Like, I kept a note on my phone. I had Google Docs. I even went to a business conference, I guess about 3 weeks ago from when I'm recording this right now. It was a local conference in Nashville. And during that conference, I actually had the goal to leave the conference with the name of my course, which the conference had nothing to do with naming courses. That was not what it was about. Not even about naming things. It was just a business conference. But I was just like thinking, like, okay, as I'm coming to this, I love to have goals when I go to like in-person events. But like, obviously, a goal is about like connecting with people and learning from the content and things like that. But I also was like, I want to leave with a name. Actually, that day, left with what I thought was going to be my course name. And I was like, I grew really, really attached to that name, and it was actually already in use by someone who's not in the US, and I felt like I could have kind of used it still, but I ultimately decided not to use it because if that were me and it was my course, I would not want someone else to go use the same name. And I also didn't want us to be confused from an SEO perspective, but I got really close to using that because I left the conference not realizing that it was already in use because it was kind of hard to find on Google. But anyway, at that business conference, I kept a page going in my notebook where I wrote down words I liked just as I heard people say them. So like from the stage as we're talking, words are coming up and I'm like just noting like, oh yeah, I like that word as it relates to business and podcasting and things like that. One word I came up with from that event was the word thriving. And I actually considered using the word thriving in the name of the course. But then ultimately, again, back in how it's like a lot of just back and forth decision, the word thriving, I was like, it doesn't really tell me much about what you're going to get out of the course. And so I ultimately was like, I'm not going to do that. But anyway, so that was the time I did it. I just like, it's about being tuned into the naming process just in your life. I would jot things down in my phone and notebooks. And again, and ultimately, a tough part of this was that I would think of a name, I would grow very attached to it, and then I would start Googling, and maybe the name wouldn't be trademarked, but then it would be in use by another course creator or even like too close to the name of someone's actual podcast. And it's really funny for me during this process, I actually discovered a lot of people who teach on podcasting that I did not know because I was like coming up with course names. They're like, oh, this is the best name. And I'm like, of course someone's already using it. So anyway, that was kind of my process there. A lot of like moments of defeat. And then also with that, I thought of ending words. So for me, I really like ending courses with the name course or blueprint, or actually just like not even having the word course in it, but where it's like understood. It's like booked out designer. I'm not using an end word. I'm not using academy or university or course. It's just like booked out designer. But then the like word that's there, like almost, but not visually, would be course. So I kind of also considered that as I was working on naming. So that's kind of the first step is you're just kind of thinking about it all the time. Second step is I read my survey results and I took notes. So I had a lot of people, again, you can start on marketing your course before you have the name, but I had an interest survey for this course where people could answer questions about what they would want to learn, where they are in their podcast journey and things like that. And I have read through every response a few times now, actually. So if you fill out that survey, I've certainly read it. And I went through though with like a document and was just copying and pasting words into the document that I kept seeing repeated or that I really resonated with from those results. So that was another aspect of it, which the word success and successful was huge in that type form survey. So that was another thing I did. And then once I found a name I liked, I searched far and wide to see if it was use. And I consider myself someone who's pretty good at Google stalking things. So this was actually a fun part of it for me, an often disappointing part. But I would first look just on Google, of just Googling whatever the name of it was. And often that would just immediately tell you it's already in use or like it doesn't make sense for whatever reason. Another thing I would do is search the trademark database. And that's something that I want to just give you a quick piece of advice on what with whatever you're naming. I think sometimes we think like just looking if it's trademarked or not is what you should do. But actually most people are not trademarking the names of their courses and podcasts and things like that. A lot of people aren't trademarking their business name, like my business name is just my name. So it's not trademarked. So that's not really the only place to look. Like, yes, that matters, but that's not the end all be all. So that's a place to look, but then, you know, keep going. And I also looked with a few names in other trademark databases like the UK and Canada and places like that when I got really serious about a name. So that's a place to look as well. And then I also looked on Instagram. I would look on Facebook and search for Facebook groups because, again, some people could be using the name you're thinking, but maybe they don't have great SEO from their website or maybe it's not that popular of a product. And so you're going to have to like really work to see if it's in use. That was how it kind of was with one of the names I got really attached to was it was in use. But like it took me a while to find it. You can also type it in as a domain name and see if that domain name is available. I also would search the words on like podcast apps, like the Apple Podcast app. And again, sometimes it took me a while to find that a name was even in use. And other times it was like, again, how some words are just like overused together. I would find the name I actually thought of is not in use as a course name, but it's just like oversaturated on Google. Like there's, everyone has done something with those words together. And therefore I'm like, it's kind of a turn off as the name. Other things I did, I would say the name out loud a lot. I would write it together as if it were a domain name and make sure it did not spell anything weird. I tried making a quick logo. Again, how I made logos for quite a few of these. Anyone ever needs a logo for some course names? I got some. But I would make a quick logo because for me as a designer, that was even helpful to me to see like, okay, how would this look visually using my own brand fonts and things like that. I also would look at abbreviations of it and make sure I liked the abbreviation okay, which that's not something to live or die by when you think about the course names. Like for example, Booked Out Designer, the abbreviation is BOD if you were to pronounce it, which I tell people we're not going to pronounce it that way. We call it BOD. But it's like, yeah, that's not the best abbreviation ever, but I still love the name and went with it ultimately. So that's not like a huge ordeal, but you don't want to spell something like inappropriate, for example. Another thing I did was I asked people for feedback. And this is something that you 1000% can overdo. So as I say that, just know that like, be careful on this one. So I honestly think I got to a point where I was overdoing it on asking people for feedback. When I named Booked Out Designer, I'm pretty sure I asked like no one for feedback. It was just like me, myself, and I, maybe like two trusted business friends. And that was basically it. And my sweet team member, Stacy, who like yesterday morning when I was like, we were voice messaging on Slack and I was like, okay, Stacey, I gotta name the course. We're at the final countdown. And she ultimately helped me pick Podcast Success Blueprint with the other name I was considering. And her word, she said to me was like, your gut's always right. You just needed a little reassurance, as I was thanking her for like helping me think through it. And I think that's true for most of us. So like, just don't overthink it. And as you ask for feedback, make sure you're asking for feedback to people who would actually either be ideal customers for the product or who also serve people who would be ideal customers for the product. So just as a quick example, I asked my sister for feedback on three of the names at one point. And I also asked some of my really close friends who are, we're on a book club together and we have a group text. I asked all of them for feedback. And I pretty quickly was like, why am I asking y'all for feedback? Not because I don't love them and trust them, because I do, but I'm like, this is not your thing. Like none of you guys are an online business. None of you guys have podcasts. Like this just does not make sense that I'm asking you. And it was actually kind of funny because for my book club friends, they did not like some of the terms around making money, which is like, yes, y'all don't have businesses though. So it's just like, and my sister came up with a course name idea that was just like, as soon as she said to me, I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm asking the wrong people for advice, because it was just like not a good course name. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this and hear me say that. But anyway, just be careful asking for feedback. Another thing I did was I worked with an attorney on the name, which I actually do not think this is a requirement whatsoever. So hear me say that. I've never done this before for naming anything in my business at the time of trying to name it. But right now I'm getting other things trademarked. I'm actually pending trademark for Booked Out Designer and Breakthrough Brand Podcast, which is really exciting. And that's a new thing, right? Like I've had my podcast for like 4.5 years and never trademarked it. So it's like, I don't think this is a requirement. And you actually, as a consumer, can just search the US trademark database without working with an attorney. But I actually like just kind of felt like, okay, I'm already trademarking stuff. I've had some issues recently with copying from people that has led me to trademark those two things. And so I'm like, I'm just going to get ahead of it with this course. And so I was working with my attorney on deciding the name, basically. And that I actually, again, I don't think you have to do this. And that's another thing that made naming it more difficult, because there were a few names I really loved that were not going to be able to be trademarked. And it wasn't even necessarily because another course person was using it. It was just like not going to be able to for various reasons. And so that's just something I did. Again, if this is your first course, I don't think you need to do that. I do think it's great to get stuff trademarked eventually and for you to check if it can be trademarked, but don't obsess over this. But that was a part of my process. It also probably lengthened it a little bit because of how much back and forth we had. And I probably drove her crazy with all the name ideas too. So I'm sorry to Kaylee for that if she's listening. But that was also helpful to me in ultimately deciding on Podcast Success Blueprint. The final thing I want to say too, and I'm going to give you a few helpful, I have one big helpful reminder and then we're going to close. But you ultimately have to make a decision. So again, for me, I got into this insane amount of decision fatigue and indecision mode I'm pretty good typically at making decisions in my business, not necessarily in other areas of my life. I am an Enneagram 6, so I have some of those tendencies of like, oh, this is like, I'm really struggling to make decisions on things. And I just got into crazy indecision mode. I actually jokingly told Stacy yesterday as we were chatting about this, that this has felt harder than coming up with names for my second child, which is so funny. If you guys didn't know, I'm pregnant with baby number 2. I'm currently 20 weeks pregnant and we are having a boy, which I'm really excited about. So we'll be a 2-boy household. And you would think that even having a second boy would make naming like feel more difficult, but I feel like the boy name ideas have just been flowing for me. We have not picked a name yet because me and Adam have not been able to decide on one that we both love. But it's just funny to me that like I'm over here, I'm trying to name a course, I'm trying to name a baby, and I'm like, this course name thing is a lot harder. And obviously naming a child is a way bigger, more important decision, but it's just kind of funny to think about. But yeah, I've been in decision fatigue mode. I'm very excited that I've now named this course and I'm not going to name anything else this pregnancy. So I can just focus on naming baby boy, which will be fun. But yeah, I just think like for you, if you're in that place, like you ultimately have to make a decision. And when you do make that decision, it will feel so good just to be out of the decision mode and just to make something permanent, just to decide. And with that though, I want to give this helpful reminder to you that I think was really huge for me when I had a few people tell me this. So the name of your course matters less than you think. And I think, so I don't want that to come out wrong. So don't hear me say that naming a product does not matter, because seriously, names do matter. I am ultimately someone who has mainly worked in branding and website design, so I know the importance of branding and naming things. But here's what I'm saying. The name of your course is not ultimately what will sell it. It's a piece of what will sell it. But for sometimes the name doesn't even matter necessarily. So I had multiple friends tell me this during my indecision battle, and Joy Michelle, who's a fellow podcaster, her podcast is called Called to Both. She's really awesome. But we were chatting about this because I was asking her for name feedback, and she sent me a really sweet voice memo at the end of my overwhelm after she kind of gave me her thoughts on my name ideas and was like, honestly, Elizabeth, people are going to buy it no matter what. Like, so just like pick a name. And then Stacy told me yesterday, I mean, honestly, you can name it anything and people would buy it. I think it's about what you feel confident saying over and over again. So that's just, again, something to think about. I know everyone's business is different, but like when I think about specifically naming this course, I have been marketing this course for about 2 months now with no name. I built up a wait list for it with no name. I've had multiple people already tell me they're going to for sure buy it with no name. And that same thing was true for Booked Out Designer. I marketed it for a long time and I announced the name about 2 weeks out from when I ultimately opened the doors to it. And the demand was huge. So again, names matter, but it's not everything. And when I think about like, because you might be already pushing back on what I'm saying, and if you are, I totally get that, because I'm not trying to say this isn't important, but when I think about how a name matters, it matters when you're marketing to future customers and cold audiences. So like for me, when I'm telling you guys that like I'm making a course about podcasting, if that is a topic that's interesting to you, you might be interested in buying without actually knowing the name of the product. But then when I think about like people who've never listened to this show, who have never purchased from me before, you know, who aren't template customers and they aren't Booked Out Designer students, they might be more making a decision based on the name. So it's just like different audiences and kind of who you're marketing to. And when you start a course for the first time, you're marketing it to your current audience. So like for me right now, the name doesn't matter as much, but I do know that like ultimately I want a name that I can like rank for stuff on Google surrounding, which is another reason why I really like Podcast Success Blueprint, because I think that will have some good, strong SEO juice potential. And I like it too, because I believe it can resonate with a colder audience, which Booked Out Designer is the same way. I actually, believe it or not, have people buy it somewhat frequently who have never listened to this podcast, never heard of me, and find it through Google and things like that and resonate with the sales page and the name and stuff like that. But that's even, again, what I'm saying, like the name of it is not what's selling them. It's like the testimonials, what they're getting, the entire sales page, the email funnel, like all of those things are what contribute. food. It's not just the name. So just know that as you're struggling with naming it, that like, yes, this matters, but ultimately you have to make a decision, and the name is not the thing that's going to sell your course. It is a piece of what will help someone make a buying decision. And yes, a name that's like totally awful to some people's ears will be a turnoff, but generally speaking, it's not the only thing that sells. So anyway, that's a bit of my process on this time. Again, go back to episode 50 of the Breakthrough Brand Podcast if you want some more course naming advice. That's where I share 8 mistakes to avoid when naming a course or product in your business. So that can, I know I talk about podcasting as well on that episode. So like, if you're in that boat right now, definitely go listen to episode 50. And yeah, in addition to that, y'all, we are almost there. The course launches, Podcast Success Blueprint, officially saying the name now, it launches on October 23rd, and it's going to just be open for 4 days for this beta round. So not through Friday, it's going to be a Monday through Thursday. And then Friday is actually my birthday. So that's fun. I was like, I'm going to make it a shorter cart open period because it is a beta launch, but also I felt good about like having things wrapped up before my birthday so I can be celebrating welcoming new students in and not in launch mode as much. But yeah, so it's going to be open the 23rd through the 26th. There are some bonus opportunities for joining as a founding member. And just so you know, if you don't understand the concept of beta launching, what that means in this case and what most people mean when they use that term is that the product is not completely done yet. So with this course, just so you know, if you want to get like a glimpse of like, hey, what will it look like next week if I join on Monday, you will get, I'm really good at like the onboarding process for new customers. So I think like you're going to feel very like well supported. So after you do the checkout page, you'll get a very happy confirmation page with where you can download your receipt. And then you'll get an email from me welcoming you into the course and telling you some next steps, like logging into Kajabi to go ahead and watch the module that's available. And then also joining our Facebook community and adding coaching calls to your calendar. Because as a founding member, you're going to get 2 coaching calls with me over the next few months, 2 group calls, which is going to be really, really fun. And then you'll also get granted access to the course in Kajabi. And when you see it, you're going to see like the shell of what the whole course is going to become. So you'll be able to like kind of see, like, okay, this is what I'm going to learn later. But right now there's just one module completely done. Another one I'm close to finishing. And the module that's currently in there is successful solo episodes. And so it's 9 lessons all about solo episodes specifically. It's really, really great content. I'm super excited about that module. And that was one I was really, really pumped about. So that's why I started there, but then I'm going to backtrack and do some of the earlier modules that are more about getting started with your podcast. So if you are someone listening where you're like starting a podcast for the first time, those modules are coming quickly. And then I'm going to start working on the stuff that's a bit more advanced after that. For you guys who have been podcasting a while. So that's what you'll get. And you'll be able to join our Facebook community. You'll be able to add those coaching calls to your calendar. And you'll be able to start taking those lessons that are already done in the course immediately. Also, there's an option to upgrade and add ClickUp and Notion templates for podcast organization. You literally can get my exact to the T podcast system I use for managing my show. Every episode goes through all these steps. I talked about a few episodes ago on this podcast where I shared podcast systems that saved me time. So go back and listen to that one if you want a little insight into what this is. But like, you're going to get a ClickUp version of that template and also a Notion version. So if you're someone who uses Notion, that will be available to you, or you can use the ClickUp version, or you could also buy this if you use another project management tool like Asana or Monday, and then that way you can see the framework and then implement it into your own system. I hope to add some more versions of this template later, but right now I'm just starting with these two since I know they're pretty widely used. And if you're new, if you're like, hey, I'm not sure I want to start a podcast, I want to do a good system, you could consider using ClickUp or Notion and set up a free account and then add this template in to get you started. And you're going to get tutorials to go with it. So I already have the ClickUp ones all the way done, and the Notion ones I'm working on today, actually. But there, you're getting like 3 videos showing you how to use it. So that's an optional upgrade as well that you can get or not get. But anyway, so that's already ready, though, is the point, if you do that upgrade. So that's what you're getting to start. And then the course is going to be delivered by module just as it's completed. I don't have like a, you'll get this module by this day and this module by this day. I do have a date that you'll get the whole thing by, but I'm, you know, every module is going to take me a little bit of a different amount of time, and I'm just going to be working through it all. So that is basically it. You can go to elizabethmccravey.com/podcast-course to get on the wait list for the course if you're not on it yet. Be sure to get on the wait list so that you can tell me you're interested, and then also get notified next week as soon as it starts. You know, we can rely on things like social media to tell us when something we're excited about is going out, but email is much more reliable. So get on that list so you do not miss it, because the doors are not going to be open for long, and then they're going to close until I'm done creating the course, which will be done officially kind of early next year, and that's when it'll open again, probably in like March of next year. So anyway, that is it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for celebrating with me. Podcast Success Blueprint. Woohoo. I'm excited. And I hope you love the name. And if you don't love the name, which I'm, again, very possible you don't, then I hope you'll still consider buying the course. But I feel really, really pumped about this name. And yeah, I'll actually be back next week, episode 239, sharing some stuff for you if you are feeling like you're drawn to starting a podcast, but you don't know if you have what it takes. So be sure to come back for episode 239 to hear about that. All right. I'll talk to y'all then. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode all the way until the end. I appreciate you being here. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I want to invite you to check out my website template shop too. Over on elizabethmccravey.com, you'll find show it website templates that are easy to use, strategically designed, and created to help you book more clients and customers. Maybe your current website is really boring. Maybe it's a challenge to update. And maybe even it's that thing that you really feel like is just completely holding your business back. Your website needs to be strategically and intentionally designed in order for it to convert your viewers into raving customers. And that's exactly what my M-Shop templates do. So these are pre-made show it website templates where you can plug and play your content into it with ease and then get started with a website that's designed to actually help you make more money. These templates are designed to be SEO friendly on the back end, and they're not just pretty, but they are very strategic and with all the strategies I teach on this podcast. And best of all, they're easy for you to set up all by yourself. So shop them at elizabethmccravey.com/shop and come join the M-Shop family of hundreds of happy customers. And as an added perk, you can use the code BBPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off any template as a thank you for being a part of the podcast family. So that's BBPODCAST for 10% off any template over at elizabethmccravey.com. And if you love this podcast, don't forget that you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts so that you never miss an episode. And leave a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening. Share it with a friend. Share it on Instagram or Facebook. That's a great way to support the podcast and get the word out. All right, I'll be back next week with another new episode.